Time for another Taco Tuesday on Q92, where we get together weekly with registered dietitian nutritionist Amber Boyens of Immune Nutrition and Madison Healthcare Services. How are you doing, Amber?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Beautiful week this week. Nice weather.
It is gorgeous out there.
Good time to get out and get a little exercise, maybe.
Absolutely.
The ice is gone on the streets and things, so.
Yes. Yeah. The sun's been good for that. It was a little slick this morning.
That's right. But it's going to be a nice week, so get out and enjoy it.
That's right.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about a promotion that you have coming up here in March.
Yeah.
Well, what's that all about?
Absolutely. Well, I thought it'd be a good time to just kind of introduce everybody a little bit to National Nutrition Month, which is not something I made up. That's not a me thing. It comes from the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. And last year's topic, I think it was last year, they did how nutrition connects us as kind of their theme for the year, which is probably one of my favorites because I do think that that connection we have behind food with family, friends, community, our memories, all of that stuff is just such a powerful aspect of nutrition. And this year, the topic is called The Power of Nutrition. So if you see any National Nutrition Month things around this year, The Power of Nutrition is kind of a comic book theme, if you will. Yeah. Like superpowers and superheroes and all of that kind of stuff. So one of the ways that we're going to bring that out here is I'm very excited to offer some free nutrition power hours throughout the month of March. And what a nutrition power hour is any business or organization or group that wants to schedule an hour. Really, our goal is to kind of do it over the lunch time. So you can bring your lunches. We can talk about nutrition, talk about different topics. If there's something specifically tailored to your organization, I'm happy to speak on that topic. Otherwise, some of the things that we'll talk about are, you know, we can do a topic like fueling the workday. So smarter nutrition for long days or meal planning for real life or the food sleep connection, how we can improve our sleep quality with food or how our sleep quality impacts the things that we eat. And we've talked about that one a little bit on here. We can talk about gut health. We can talk about why eating together matters. We can talk about nourishment over restriction. Really any topic that's interesting to the group that is listening or engaging in this conversation is I'm happy to cover. So it's not necessarily a set topic, but the goal is to just spend an hour talking about the power of nutrition and how it impacts all these different facets of our life and how we can maybe streamline it a little bit because sometimes nutrition and food can feel stressful.
Now, if they bring their own lunch, you're not going to analyze their lunch or anything?
Oh, I love that question. Judgment-free zone.
Oh, good,
yes,
good.
Absolutely.
Okay. So if you got a burger and fries, don't worry.
Just enjoy that burger and fries.
Right.
I always tell people that you will always judge what you see on the plate of a dietitian far more than a dietitian will ever judge what they see on your plate, unless you're paying them to do so and asking them to do so. But really, there is so much power in nutrition, and that power of connection, like I said, is one of my favorite things. But we've talked about so many of these different areas of nutrition on Taco Tuesday here. We've talked about gut health. We've talked about sleep. We've talked about specific foods or legumes or all of these different ways that nutrition impacts our health, our life as a whole, our relationships, our memories, our mental health. Nutrition really is a core foundational piece of being well. And I think it's really important when you're thinking about whether or not, you know, doing this power hour is appropriate for your group or your organization. There is no time in life that is an inappropriate time to talk about nutrition. It's relevant from the moment we're born until the moment we die. So nutrition within that lifespan changes, and what our goals are change. But just because we're not sick yet doesn't mean we shouldn't talk about what we can do to improve the things that we're eating. So if you are interested in doing something like that, like I said, it's totally free. I'll come out. You just call up to the clinic. They'll let you know if I have certain times available. If I don't, they'll have me just give you a call. I'll call you anyway or send you an email. We'll pick a topic. We'll talk about what works for you. I come to your work site to talk about this, or we can find a place if your work site doesn't have a space for that. But I think it's going to be a great opportunity to just share a little bit more with people about nutrition. It's not about just cutting back on what we eat. It's not about giving up the things you like. I'm not going to come and tell you that you can't have pop anymore, or that you shouldn't eat candy, or that desserts are bad, or that you shouldn't eat out at all the local restaurants. I'm not coming to take things away. I'm coming to have those conversations and what's challenging and how we can make it easier and better and more enjoyable.
All right.
Yeah.
You want to talk a little bit about today about just what you talk about with people when they come up to see you.
Absolutely.
That'd be a good question. If somebody comes in to see a dietitian or nutritionist and they've never done that before,
yeah,
where does the conversation start?
Where does that conversation start? That's such a great question. And I think a lot of people do wonder, who is seeing a dietitian? What do people go to the dietitian for? I don't need a dietitian. Well, literally anything. Whether we're talking about a new diagnosis, a dietary restriction, a diagnosis of really anything, because so many different things impact the foods that we eat. But even simply getting a new diagnosis can be overwhelming and stressful, and that increased stress can change the way that we eat. If we have new medications, sometimes that can impact things. So certainly diabetes and heart disease and kidney disease and weight management are probably the biggest things that people think about when they think about a dietitian. And those are certainly great options. I'm happy to talk with people about those kinds of things. High cholesterol, high blood pressure certainly fit into that. I think one of the things that people don't always think about nutrition when they think about gut issues like constipation, diarrhea, bloating, IBS symptoms, food intolerance issues, things like that, but I can help a lot in navigating that, because sometimes those gut issues aren't just a specific food, or sometimes it feels like we can't associate anything with what's creating the issue. But there are things in food that you're maybe not thinking of, that as I hear the things that are a trigger might kind of spur some thoughts in my mind, like histamine, for example. Maybe this is a histamine issue. Maybe it's, you know, an issue with another component in food, a FODMAP. Maybe it's a specific food allergy. Maybe it's an autoimmune condition. I can help kind of navigate some of that alongside your care provider. Eating patterns in general, emotional eating, lots of people do it. You're not alone if you do that. But eating out of any emotion is something that we can work on. Poor appetite, meal planning, people who aren't getting enough to eat or don't have access to food, I can help with that. I've seen some student athletes, which has been really fun to work with some of those student athletes. Older adults, because our appetite changes, our taste buds change, our needs change, all of that changes. Certainly, everybody who is on a GLP-1, I think, whether it's me or another dietitian, those are our new weight loss medications. I think it's a good idea to meet with somebody just to make sure that you're getting all of the nutrition that you need, because I say it all the time, and I think this is a specific example, whether it's a GLP-1 medication or another weight loss medication, weight loss does not inherently equal long-term health gain. So if we're not getting enough, if we're starting to see issues with hair loss or brittle nails or energy loss or poor sleep, sometimes that means we're just not getting enough. If the weight that we're losing is muscle mass, that's also not going to help us in the long run. So working with a dietitian, if you're doing those kinds of things, even if it's just one visit, again, whether it's me or somebody else, I think is really important. Certainly nutritional deficiencies, if they come up on a lab, are great. But there's really very few scenarios where a dietitian can't be helpful in some way if you're coming into the provider. And I think a great thing is more and more insurance providers are covering things. And if you're coming out here to Madison and you see a primary care provider out here, if you're on Medicare or Medicaid, you see your provider first and then you see me. And it's a really great way to make sure that whatever you're needing help with, if you have a medical reason that you need a dietitian, we can make sure we get you covered.
All right. I know it's good to have you around, because now that your mother left for a couple of days, she stocked me up on food that should be good and nutritious, but of course, I just come over to your place and eat instead.
You do, and that's okay.
But I know I'm getting the right food. Right?
We're happy to have you over for those meals.
All right. Well, Amber, if anybody has any questions about your promotion here in March, they'd like to sign up for that again. Give them the contact info again.
Yep. So if you're interested in either of those things, just go ahead and call up to the clinic here in Madison. It's 598-7551. And they'll either get you scheduled with me, get a referral put in, or have me reach out to you if you have additional questions. You can also find me on Facebook at IMU Nutrition. That's IMU Nutrition, or online at imunutrition.com.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thanks for the chat on this Tuesday. We'll see you again for another Taco Tuesday next week.
Sounds great. Thank you.